Beverly baseball coach John Cahill is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. John, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
John, you guys have had a fantastic year so far. You've got one more game to go or a few more innings to go because yesterday you were playing Andover and the game got suspended. Maybe update us on that, that being your last regular season game of the year and where things stand with that game.
Yeah, just we were happened to start the game later than expected. The bus schedule, as it's been all year long, has been difficulty to manage with the school's priorities, getting the kids home and their normal route. So the bus schedule has been delayed, and this definitely came much later than normal. We didn't start the game until after 5, so we were going to fight the combination of weather and darkness regardless. But the game was played, and both teams started off really well, taking advantage of opportunities, and both pitchers, Mastriani for us, was throwing the ball really well, ran into a couple of tough spots, but got some great help defensively. And executed pitches when he needed to minimize any type of damage. So we were able to get a clutch hit by Micah McManus to drive home our only run at the moment with 2 outs and 2 strikes on him. So that was a great opportunity. Great to see Micah come through for the team, not only for the team, but also himself. Get some more confidence under his belt. And here we are. We're going into the bottom of the 5th inning, down a run. With the top of our order coming up. So when we have an opportunity, when the both schools find a time to do so, we will conclude the game.
Yeah, 2-1 the score there. You mentioned Mastriani, your pitcher. Maybe tell me more about him, and then obviously I want to jump over to Noah Guansey, who I got a chance to see a few weeks ago. But tell us about your pitching staff. You can start wherever you want, but I just wanted to – you have some lights-out starters this year.
Well, we're very fortunate. It's a testament to their work ethic and their growth, their competitiveness, how they approach each opportunity, and what they want to do for the program, especially for the seniors with Mastro and Guansey, just off the top of my head. Those two are leading the way, not only on the mound, but in the dugout, in the locker room, at practices, leading by example, holding each other accountable, and, of course, holding themselves accountable, being the leaders that they are. So, but on the field, they're grinders. Their competitive nature just stands out more than anything. They want to do well, not only for themselves, their families, but for the program and their teammates. So they've been outstanding leaders so far. We're going to need them down the home stretch. It's definitely, we have about a week before the tournament starts, so we've got to make sure we work on some things and make sure we're ready to go come turning time.
How have you, are there another pitcher or two you want to note, maybe a reliever or two that come in and are important, obviously, to the success you've had this year?
Oh, of course. Micah McManus was our number 2 and 3 early in the year. He had great outings versus Peabody with him and Mastro going. I think he went 6 innings. Mastro finished the last inning, but I think he only let up 1 hit. So he's been outstanding for us, another young up-and-coming arm for us in the future. Future is bright in that regard. But he's been very reliable. He welcomes the ball, welcomes the opportunity when we give him those chances, along with Griffin Francis, who's a new face to the program this year, transfer from Austin Prep. Anytime, he's just a total teammate. Yeah, when his name is called, he'll go out there and he'll do everything he can to help the team win. So a welcome addition for sure.
All right, maybe you could give us an overview on some of your players. And I thought maybe the easiest way to do it would be go position by position because some of your pitchers also play out in the field when they're not pitching. But start behind the plate, and we'll go around the infield. But tell me who you are counting on behind the plate for Beverly baseball this year.
Both of our catchers, Noah Saphir and Drew Sadowski, have been huge parts of the program. You probably don't see much of Drew, but his behind-the-scenes work with the pitchers and just the way he's able to lead the program. He's going to be a very bright kid. He's going to Baylor to study engineering. So he's got a good head on his shoulders and definitely a pleasant face to see every day at practice and games. But Noah Saphir has been our rock behind the plate, taking care of the pitching staff. Another guy that just loves the game, loves the teammates, loves the environment that we have here. going off to Colby Sawyer next year. Great opportunity to play some baseball up there and also get a great education.
All right, let's take around the infield. Let's start at first base and move around from right to left there.
Of course, Casey McGrath has kind of taken over leadership at first base with Tim Carter there as well as a senior. Casey, as a junior, has done a great job of just getting better every single day. We really didn't know. It was more of a platooning effort at the beginning and see who was going to take it and be more successful. And healthy competition brings out the best in everybody, and Casey's able to take the reins. He's been outstanding at first base as well as in the lineup. He's moved all over in the lineup, but he hasn't changed his approach at the plate, and that's the best thing I love about him. It doesn't matter where I put him. We're going to have the same great at-bats each time. And in the field, he's made some incredible plays defensively, and it's been fun watching him grow, mature, and just feel more comfortable each and every day at first base.
Let's go to the middle of the infield, shortstop, second base.
Yeah, the combination of Jonathan Reyes, a freshman, and our captain, one of our captains, Logan Petrosino, they've kind of flip-flopped between shortstop and second base. Both very athletic and play either position very well. It's a very good problem to have. Jonathan being a young freshman, there's definitely some learning experience that's going to take on. But Logan's shown outstanding leadership in that regard to kind of coach him along the way and just make things easier for him. But offensively, Logan has been a staple for our offense at the top of the order. And, again, leading by example, holding himself accountable, making sure everyone else is held accountable. And just he's definitely he goes, we go type of mentality. Jonathan, our only kind of talking to Jonathan and the other individuals at the bottom of the order is just do it, just have great at-bats. And if you're able to turn the lineup over and get, you know, Logan back up there and the rest of our hitters, you've done their job and just make that pitcher work. And Jonathan's done a great job this year.
Absolutely. How about over at third base?
Ian Visnick, senior graduate, going to be going to UMass Boston, hopefully playing some soccer. But he's been the ultimate teammate. It doesn't matter if he's had success or if he's in a bit of a funk, but his confidence and his attitude does not waver, and that's something that I think is a great reflection of who he is, how he was raised, where he comes from, and how much he truly, you know, cares about his teammates and you know, this program. He's always going to smile on his face, but willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. Early on in the season, there was an opportunity for him to play other positions, but when it came down to it, he's best fit at third base, not corner, and he's been a very important part of our lineup in probably the 3-4 hole majority of the season. Not trying to do too much, and know that what we're trying to ask of him is just, again, have quality at bats and you know, just do the best job that he can. And he's been absolutely terrific this year.
All right, John, and I guess finally, as you look out to the outfield, who is contributing for Beverly in the outfield this year?
There's a bit of a good sized team in the outfield this year in different combinations we've thrown out there. But Francis Martin has been the left fielder more often than not. Noah Guansey in center, and then a combination of you know, Graham Gavin, Micah McManus, Anthony Mastriani, among others, to play right field. So each of them have had their opportunities, and again, our biggest push for them or focus is just to have great at-bats, make the routine plays, secure the baseball, continue to communicate with the infielders, making sure we're making the right plays, moving the outfield, and anywhere in the lineup and they have an opportunity to have an impact on the team is just take one swing at a time, one pitch at a time, and try to win one pitch at a time. That's it.
John, was there a definitive game for you guys, or a defining game, if you will? Could be a loss, could be a win this season for Beverly baseball, or a couple of them?
It's tough to tell because there's so many positives that can be taken out of each and every game that we've played. Some mean different at different times, but obviously the Masco game, we climbed out to a 2-0 lead early, and then as Masco does, they're grinders and they're high competitors. And they never give an hour away. They came back, took the lead, We had Noah Guansey on the mound. He was topping out at his pitch count. We were able to string one across with great at-bats, just like I talked about, the bottom of the order, turning it over, and guys coming and having success maybe they normally wouldn't. It's great to see when that happens, and it's just a character win for the team, knowing that up and down lineup there can be anybody any single day. So that one for sure. And obviously, you know, we take the losses. You know, we took a pretty good whacking from Central Catholic, 16-2, a couple weeks ago, but it didn't define us. And it was one game, and that's exactly what we took away from it. And we were able to come back and secure a couple wins and you know, get back on track. So even some bad wins can shine some light on, you know, where we are in the season and what we need to work on.
You know, I got to ask one last follow-up question, John, and it's on Noah Guansey, because I saw that Masco game at Masco, and at times Guansey was in complete control, and then there were times when he gave up some hits and runs or whatever. But I wouldn't say the word is refocused, but he got back on track, and he was resilient, I guess is what I'm saying, is that, and he was able to get back and close it out for you guys in what was, as you point out, a very definitive game, I think, for you guys.
Yes, anytime you face one of those, a Masco team or a Marblehead, those teams that are, each and every year, they're on top for a reason. It's just the way that they're taught, they're coached, the winning attitude, the I'm better than you mentality. I think you kind of need that, and that's what Noah represents every single day. The ultimate competitor. He hates to lose, and that's something that I've pushed on these guys every day is I don't care what you're doing, just compete in anything that you want to do, whether it be your academics, just find something to compete in, because it's hard to teach, and Noah's definitely emphasized that this year with his teammates. He's also led by example by showing it and doing it on the mound, in the field, with the bat, different games. He's done different things. So it's been a pleasant addition, and you don't know what each year is going to lead to. But Noah, I mean, leading the league in wins, strikeouts, innings pitched, it's not a category that I want my guys to be leading in, innings pitched, but when you got your best guy, an opportunity to win a ball game, and I'm going to
absolutely. John, I'll let you go here, but is there anything else you want to mention about Beverly baseball that I didn't ask you about so far this year?
Of course. The addition of, we got a new scoreboard this year, Mike Jones and the Beverly Rotary Club. Tremendous thank you to them for their support and facilitating this this need. And I think it's something that the program's been looking for and trying to get the last few years, at least as long as I've been here. So it's very encouraging that there's great support within the community to get these kids something that they really want, and the money's going to definitely something that's well worth it in my regards. And also some of the families that we have here, they're taking it upon themselves and finding time, dedicate their time to building a new shed for the baseball field so we can store some of the equipment in there. Just have different areas, so I can't thank the families and the parents for all their support, not only for the program, but obviously for the kids and what we're trying to do here at Beverly. It's the sustaining the good attitude, the culture that we have here. We've had two great seasons now in a row with even though they're shared NEC champions, it's something that I don't think the program's done in a while, so it's something to definitely be proud about, and it's definitely everything to do about the kids that have come through the program. So I want to thank them for that.
All right, great. Well, great mentions, Coach, for doing that, and thank you. So, and thank you for your time, and congrats to what you've been able to accomplish, the team, the coaching staff, so far this year, and we'll be staying in touch here during the postseason. But again, John, thanks for your time.
No, I appreciate it, and thank you, Bill, for following us and taking the time to focus on the kids. That's what it's about.
Thanks. It is. It sure is. That's John Cahill, Beverly baseball coach here on MSONewsSports.com.